Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now is live.
Hey, you cool cats and predictions kittens. It is, when it pains me to say this, WrestleMania Backlash predictions time. I am Luke Owen. I'm joined, returning to your video screens from his surgery, Mr. Davis. Welcome back to video form. How's your shoulder?
Yeah, shoulder still hurts, but I got a hair transplant, so I guess the shoulder heals in a couple of months with the follicles.
Well, I mean, are you happy to be back, though? That's the main question.
Yeah, it's all right. No, I am actually happy to be back. It's nice to be here. I spent 2 weeks indoors. I wasn't allowed to go outside. Couldn't really talk to anyone. And now I'm just super chatty. So sorry if I derail the podcast with just wanting to talk to people.
I do not mind that whatsoever. Before I introduce our challenger and contender, I do want to address a bit of an elephant in the room. Now, I was dismayed to discover today when I was doing some research that WrestleMania Backlash outperforms Backlash 2021 in terms of YouTube and Google searches. It means that WWE won and they got their way, because I don't want to call this show WrestleMania Backlash because that name sucks and it's stupid and it's dumb. They won. They beat us. It's the WrestleMania Backlash prediction stream. That's what the title of this video is. I was so ready for it to be Backlash 2021 and be like, ha, your stupid branding didn't work this time, WWE. But it did win.
Greatest match.
Yeah.
Backlash. They legit made it the greatest match ever.
At least this one makes kind of sense.
Why? No, look, shut up, Louis.
Having you bring that level of positivity here, Louis. It's not that kind of stream. Let's bring in our challenger. He won the WrestleMania Jam That Championship Gauntlet match. Actually, like, slayed the competition. Everyone going in was like, this is Tempest. This is Tempest all the way. Surely the fact checker is going to run away with this. Oh, the fact checker was out first round. And then do you know who wasn't out in the first round? Pete. But then do you know who beat Pete? It was Chopper. It wasn't Chopper. That is Chopper. It was Nugget. Nugget beat him. And then no one could topple him. Not Sean. Not Muscle Man Malcolm. Not Andy. No one could topple him. He is your number one contender. Louis Nugget Dangor. Welcome to the predictions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. Should be. Feels like a real A-lister stream. WrestleMania Backlash does. Really does. Feels like WrestleTalk's got the big boys out. So yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a lot of good fun. The card, actually, you know what? Doesn't look too bad.
Do you know what I was about to say? I think it's going to be great. I'm super excited for the show.
Like, even like,
because on paper, it's basically WrestleMania. So of course it looks good. WrestleMania was great on paper.
Like the matches,
like those three ways. We've got more three ways.
There's a lot to be excited about, so I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of good fun. And I was doing a little bit of research today, so I went back and had a look at the predictions for WrestleMania that we did. And if, say, it was Laurie and I competing on the show, I'd have won the championship. I predicted more correct than he did. So I'm feeling pretty confident going into today's stream and Sunday's pay-per-view live reactions that I can walk away with the championship.
Well, there is one person who thinks you are wrong, and that is your reigning, defending, undisputed, longest reigning Jam That Champion, El Fakeador Laurie Blake. Laurie, welcome to the prediction stream.
It's this damn guy, isn't it? Here he is. It's me. You Jam That Champion. Nugget, mate. Nugget. What a weird name, number one. And also, the closest you're going to get to gold, isn't it? That's the closest you're going to get to gold, just being called Nugget, because Nugget's damn gold rush stops here.
Well, let's find out. As we get into the predictions, Louis, I know you wanted to say something. You'll have your turn to say some things, mate. You can have your turn to cut a promo. We've got to get some predictions done first. And let's kick things off with tag team action. It is Dolph Ziggler and Bobbles Roode, the Dirty Dogs, versus the Mysterios of Rey and Dominic. I'm going to come to our challenger first. Nugget, what say you?
So the tag team champions in the next couple of months are going to be the Usos, realistically, should be the Usos. And I think that the Mysterios would be a great team for them to beat. You can build off into a feud between Rey and Roman, which I think could be a lot of fun from that. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Mysterio family to get their win, which, let's be honest, should have happened at WrestleMania. Getting their big tag team championship win. I predict they're going to win on Sunday night, and then they're going to drop the title to the Mysterio, to the Usos pretty quickly. So yeah, for me, I am going to go for the Mysterio family.
I like the idea of the Mysterios versus the Usos, because you've got, like, you know, it's family versus family with all of, like, Roman stuff as well. I think there's a lot of fun that could be spun out of that as well.
Hashtag Mysterio Usos.
Champion, what say you?
I wonder who texted Louis that bit of information. I
it was
believe
Mysterio
that,
himself.
I do texted. Actually believe that the Mysterios are going to win this one. I think someone pointed out the other day that every champion in WWE except Bianca Belair is heel. I think we need some face champions for a bit at least, because there's a lot of heels going around anyway. So I think the Mysterios winning here is.
Go on, we're about to say that. Correction. I wonder if Louis and I are going to say the same thing here. It was reported from the Thunderdome that we're supposed to cheer Rhea Ripley now, so I believe she's a babyface again.
We were supposed to cheer Rhea Ripley as she was teaming with heels, Nia Jax, and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, yes. So she's a babyface again, I believe. So now we've got two babyface champions.
She's a paradox. She doesn't count. She's an anomaly in the system. I'm going with the Mysterios here.
Mr. Davis, welcome back to WrestleTalk podcast material. What are your thoughts on the Mysterios challenging the Dirty Dogs for the tag straps?
Yeah. Mysterios win. It's everything that Louis just said. I think that's a really nice story. They're the first ever father-son WWE Tag Team Championship team. You know, what better way to celebrate that accolade than having a transitional reign?
Mm-hmm. You love to see it. Up next on the card, possibly a divisive one. It made me scream into a pillow when I saw it. Damian Priest versus The Miz.
Presented by Army of the Dead.
It's happening again, folks. Somehow, this match is happening again. Only this time, it's a lumberjack match. Mm. Oh, that'll get me excited. Mr. Davis.
First off, to be fair, that's how you should build gimmick matches. You have the singles matches first. Secondly, can I have a look at the image again?
Yes, you may.
Because that is not Damian Priest. Come on. What is wrong with WWE's graphics department?
What do you mean?
That's someone else.
It's clearly Damian Priest.
Yeah, through five layers of airbrushing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of airbrushing on that photo. It doesn't look at his most natural state there.
It's not as bad as the Ronda Rousey ones, which just look like a completely different person.
Still don't know who that was.
And Dana Brooke and her eight faces.
She's the many-faced lady. I watch Game of Thrones now. Champion, we'll come to you first. Who is your pick for Damian Priest? Oh, God, I can't believe this match is happening again. Just to recap, Damian Priest debuted in January and beat up The Miz. He then beat The Miz on TV, then beat The Morrison on TV, then beat them a couple more times. Beat them a couple more times, then beat them at WrestleMania, then lost a handicap match to Miz and Morrison, then beat The Miz, then beat John Morrison, then beat John Morrison. And this has somehow set up a match that Corey Graves said, well, maybe this will finally settle the score. A score that has already been settled multiple times over. Champion, what say you?
Miz just going double or nothing, double or nothing, double or nothing, double or nothing the whole time. Everything about it screams that The Miz has to win, surely. Like the WWE.com article. It's not who I'm going for. I'm just saying everything about this screams that The Miz wins this, because Priest has beat Morrison 2 weeks on the trot to earn this opportunity to then also pick the bloody stipulation. Oh. So you would think The Miz is going to stand tall at the end of this thing. I think Damian Priest is going to win, and that is going to be used as a way to split up Miz and Morrison. And hopefully move on from, we can move on in the stream and the world can move on from Miz and Priest.
So what you're saying there is that we've got two options in our hands. Either Damian Priest wins and achieves nothing, or The Miz wins and this feud continues. Mm-hmm. Nugget, what say you?
Same as Laurie, to be honest. It makes everything about wrestling has shown us that The Miz should win. Like Damian Priest picked the stipulation. The Damian Priest won on Monday. Damian Priest has won continually. But I just think he's going to win again because WWE is high on him. We have heard this. Oh, God, the famous last one.
We've absolutely beefed this.
I do think the Miz is Damian Priest is going to win, but I do want to, have a little side bet with you all. How many times, and we'll figure out what the winner of this gets. It won't be championship related or anything. How many times will commentary mention Bad Bunny during this match?
Now, interestingly, he's not been a part of promos for the last couple of weeks now. Like, Miz hasn't mentioned him. Priest hasn't mentioned him. So I wonder if they're now, because Bad Bunny doesn't care about them anymore, isn't putting them over, they're like, well, screw you, pal. We won't mention you either.
Well, he could be a lumberjack.
It's going to be 320, I think, within 5 seconds. They probably asked him to come in and be at ringside for this match. And he was like, no.
I've got a tour to prepare for. So you think 320 times in 5 minutes? God, they'll be at it like Mad Bunnies. Yes! Thank you very much. Mr. Davis, what do you think about this match?
Miz.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, you just want to watch the world burn.
No. The thing is, it could happen. It could.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about this. And like, because like Laurie's right, is that everything, and like you said it yourself, Louis, like everything is pointing to Miz winning because Priest picked the stipulation and he does continually win. Although he is also being visually pinned every single week by John Morrison. So I don't think that's really helping his cause either.
I was going to say, when Pete makes predictions sometimes and he goes for like the out there ones, he'll be like, Brock Lesnar's going to win the Rumble. And like, he's not going to win the Rumble. But the thing is about this outlandish pick from Ollie. It really could happen. And
it's not outlandish.
It's not outlandish at all. It's not at all. It's the controversial pick, but it's a 50-50 really. It's a flip of the coin.
We're talking about a former WWE champion where the former was earned a month back.
He deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves it.
It's quite easy to forget he was WWE champion in 2021. Right, up next, it's the first of our triple threats. It is Rhea Ripley versus former champion Asuka versus multiple-time champion and enter of three-way matches, Charlotte Flair.
Technically, she enters singles matches.
I suppose you're right, yeah. She makes it a triple threat. You're absolutely
She's
right.
a three-way creator.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for taking a setup that I did and making it a much better joke. That's what's great about these streams. Challenger, workshop. I'm going to come to you first. We workshop things. It's good. Challenger, what say you?
Not Asuka. Can I have that?
He's predicting Asuka doesn't win.
I'm predicting Raw.
And she'll get pinned again. I think that the Alexa Bliss, whatever the hell the Alexa Bliss thing is with her new telekinesis powers, is setting up a feud.
Sorry, they're not that new. She used telekinesis in her match against The Fiend.
So that's different. I think these are voodoo powers she's using now.
Yeah, that's different.
Thank you. So with her voodoo powers, I think it's setting up a feud with Charlotte Flair. I think that she will maybe hurt Charlotte some way from the ramp, like stop her moving or something, leading to maybe Charlotte hits the natural selection or something on Asuka. She goes to get the pin, but she can't move her leg or something. And then Rhea steals the win, because that way you achieve nothing. Rhea Ripley didn't actually do anything to win the match. Charlotte only lost because because Alexa Bliss couldn't move her legs and Asuka gets pinned. So yeah, I think Rhea Ripley to retain, setting up the two feuds from there in different ways.
Champion, what say you?
I mean, there's a heavy possibility that Charlotte Flair, her legs don't work. She goes all wobbly and oh no, she can't finish the match because she's all wobbly, isn't she? Look at Charlotte Flair wobbling around with her legs. But I think Charlotte Flair wins. I think Chaz has got, there's multiple layers going on in this, guys. There's loads of layers. There's so many layers in this weird match they've made, because Chaz has got Sonya Deville on side to have put her into the match in the first place, which leads me to believe that there's going to be some sort of shenanigans that can allow her to win. You don't really want Rhea to beat Charlotte here in a triple threat, because I would want to rerun the WrestleMania match next year, or at SummerSlam potentially. And I would use this as the opportunity for that. And you can build Rhea up that way to be like, oh, she lost that really big match to Charlotte for the NXT Championship. And now here we are. Charlotte came in and stole the Raw Women's Championship. So now Rhea has to have this redemption story where she gets to build up to that point. And then I think after that, you bring Alexa Bliss in to make everyone's legs wobbly and go, oh, now we can have a feud over the Raw Women's Championship. And then Vince McMahon's going to wet his pants because it's blonde-on-blonde action, and there's also some spooky magic.
Mr. Davis, you took a week off from watching Raw.
It was nice.
Lucky you.
How did you find returning to Alexa Bliss's magic people, voodoo people?
Yeah, that wasn't great. But you know what? It's better than Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke backing out of the ramp to take a really heroic babyface win. Look, I hate it. I think it makes everyone look stupid. I get the impression that the wrestlers involved also do not care. And they kind of show that, I think. And you know what? Who can blame them? It's crap. However, when Louis was talking, and Laurie, about the idea of Bliss causing interference via voodoo, although I guess it's a triple threat, so that's legal, Charlotte falls over. However, what if Lily wants to play with Charlotte and helps Charlotte win the title so Bliss and Charlotte can feud over the belt? I think that's a more interesting story. And nothing's really
barely
running.
Barely.
Using the word interesting very liberally here.
Yeah, yeah. No, you've got a big three-way. Three-way's happening. Every boom, just, boom, boom. It's really good. Boom, 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 boom.
Let and me just check the online dictionary to see if this is covered in interesting. No, it's not.
No. I mean, winning wrestling match via voodoo interference.
both Asuka and Ripley fall down. Charlotte's like, what's just happened? And then Bliss is on the, like, she's on her place, like, and then Charlotte goes, well, I'll pin them both. And then Charlotte can beat both of them.
I have given my prediction over this on the Raw stream, which is that Alexa Bliss and Lily are targeting Jackson Baszler, and they're going to win the tag titles.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, Alexa Bliss and the Voodoo Doll win the belt. Because as Tempest and I argued, it's the women's tag titles, like, who cares? You may as well do something wacky, like a Voodoo Doll wins them. You had a 10-year-old win the Raw tag titles, and they're way more prestigious than the women's tag titles.
I would say
that the Raw tag team titles have been treated with a lot more respect than the women's tag titles have by WWE. And that is saying something, because they don't care about them whatsoever.
I am questioning your putting Alexa Bliss winning the title with a doll in the same bracket as Braun winning it with a 10-year-old child. At least the 10-year-old child is a person.
Yeah, at least he wrestled right, Louis.
He got in the ring. He got a hot tag.
First time ever that a voodoo doll wins a world title. Like, a headline.
Father and son this month, next month, voodoo doll.
Yeah.
But what if Bliss wins it with Charlotte? How will they coexist? They win the tag titles and the championship.
How will they coexist? You're absolutely right.
So there is a good comment in the chat here from Timothy, who says, Lily turns into Nikki Cross in a mask.
No, Nikki Cross just re-debuted. She just debuted again with Naomi.
On main event.
And you know, and like Jinder returned on main event and is with his new heavies, and that transitioned over into Raw. Like, I don't think Nikki Cross is involved in this anymore. In the same way, I don't think the Fiend's involved in this anymore.
Oh, what if Charlotte Flair beats the Voodoo Powers? They're just unfazed.
Using what? Just no selling. The power of no selling.
Just no sells it. Like she like leg hurts and she just shakes it off. Like, she proves to be unbeatable. The voodoo powers do not work on Charlotte Flair.
No, we've got to move on from this because we're running long here. Up next,
this Gordian knot.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Uh,
Up next, it is Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. It is a championship match. I'm going to come to you, champion, first. What say you? What's your prediction for this?
Bianca Belair, baby, because she's the new champion and she's great. I kind of wish this wasn't coming so soon after WrestleMania, this match. I really wish they'd had more time to build into this because I just think the pairing is great. Bayley's fantastic. And they could, hopefully this might springboard out into something bigger with the two of them. But I'm looking forward to this.
Louis?
Yeah, I agree and disagree with Laurie in the sense that I think it's coming at the right time. I think Bayley is a fantastic first feud for Bianca Belair. I just think that WWE should have built Bayley up more hand before WrestleMania, like giving her a win at WrestleMania. Like, she's won two matches all year. So while on paper, this is very exciting. Like, who do you want to put Bianca Belair in there with to have another great match? Bayley would be pretty high on that list. Just think they should have built her up more. But I am also going to go for Bianca Belair. I think it should be another great match. Really looking forward to this one, actually, considering what Bayley and Banks did and Banks and Belair did. I think this could be like another great women's match in that sort of long 6-8 month span. So, yeah, I'm going to go for Bianca Belair.
A match that I am super looking forward to this coming Sunday. I think this will main event, and B, I think it will be match of the night.
Ooh.
Roman Reigns versus Cesaro for the Blue Universal Championship. Like, you want to talk about someone who is on the best run of their WWE career in Roman Reigns and like someone who never has a bad match in Cesaro. I am so stoked for this.
I thought you were talking about Belair and Bayley. The way
Me
you translate, I thought you were going to give your pick.
No. We've got to speed things up, mate.
Damn. Luke really does like Belair.
I'm assuming you're both going for Belair anyway, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, for this match as well.
Yeah,
for this match, that's what I'm picking. Yeah.
I mean, for the record, I'm picking Roman Reigns for this match. Davis?
Yeah, Reigns, of course.
Nuggets, challenger, what say you?
Yeah. Roman Reigns, like, listen, this is I know we have a few AEW fans on the stream here. This is the best thing in wrestling without question, and it's not even close. This Roman Reigns storyline is absolutely fantastic. There are so many layers. I'm so excited to see what happens with Jimmy Uso, whether he helps Roman, whether he costs Roman. I think Cesaro could win. To sort of spin off into the, I don't think he will, but to spin off into something with Jimmy Uso, I think this is so, so exciting. And I honestly can't wait for this, but I am going to go for Roman Reigns here. I think it's going to be an absolute tremendous match. Cesaro, I think, will get a visual pin or something like that, as Roman Reigns has been doing in all of his matches, where it looks like the other person can win. And he's so good at his selling that you believe it. But I do think he walks out with the win here. But honestly, like you, Luke, I cannot wait for this match to come. Honestly, can't wait.
Yeah, to echo what you were just saying then, like, I do think that the Roman Reigns storyline is the best thing in wrestling at the moment, I would say. And like, probably one of the reasons why it's so great is that it's made everyone sort of convince themselves that SmackDown's a great show. But SmackDown really is. SmackDown is just Raw, but again. But because half of it's dedicated to Roman Reigns stuff, it's like, actually, this is the best show that WWE do.
It really is.
It's masked all of the flaws that SmackDown has and makes me as a viewer go like, God, this show's amazing. But actually, it's not great.
I was saying to my brother, I was like, I like SmackDown. SmackDown's really good. And he goes, what do you like? And I was like, oh, the Roman Reigns thing. And he goes, you've only mentioned one thing. But I'm like, yeah, but that's often 60% of the show. Yeah.
Because it's good.
The main event. It's the opening match. They normally have a couple of segments throughout the show. So it just has transformed SmackDown into, I would say, must-see television. Something happens every week, which you can't say for Raw. Like with SmackDown last week, Jimmy Uso returns, and every week there's progression. But with Raw, you can miss a week and nothing has changed.
Can miss a month.
Wishful. Must see is a stretch. Laurie, I was going to ask you, but you've got cat issues.
Yeah, he's just having a meeting. Who do you think's going to
win? Fashion.
Terry says Roman Reigns.
Oh, is Terry your Paul Heyman style manager?
Put me over, Terry.
Meow. You're saying Roman Reigns then?
I'm saying Roman Reigns, yeah. I think Cesaro is going to come close. I think they might do Jimmy makes his choice to kind of side with Cesaro. That causes a standoff with Jay. They could then have their spin-out match. Because I think people want to see the Uso versus Uso match, even though Corey's not on SmackDown anymore. Is Corey on SmackDown?
No,
because he would have a nightmare calling that. And I think they do that spin-out match. And then in the same vein that eventually caused Jey Uso to side with Roman Reigns, which was through taking consecutive beatings, Jimmy then comes on side.
Davis, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share about this or the SmackDown?
I never want to see Uso versus Uso.
No, why?
It just, they never work. Hardy Boy matches never
work. Wear a hat. I think
a Matt and Nick match would never work for the Bucks. It's very rare to get.
It's because the Usos are more talented. They'll make it work.
I think they can make it work.
I just said that to annoy you, and I could tell you're annoyed.
Right, well, let's get into our main event here before Louis drops another spicy hot take. It is Braun Strowman, Choo Choo versus Drew McIntyre, Schwing versus Bubbles Lashley for the WWE Championship in a triple threat match. Oh, champion, I'm going to come to you first.
I think Bobby Lashley retains. I think all the stuff is in place to have Bobby Lashley retain the title. And that's where I think the money is. And that's where I would go with it. But I can also see that all those things being in place for Bobby Lashley to retain also could be used to put the title on Drew and keep Bobby Lashley looking strong. They have been replaying Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley imploding whenever they run into each other, as we saw on the Raw that we did together, Luke. Like they like the idea that these two are going to take each other out. But obviously now Bobby and Braun seems to be on side with Bobby to a degree. It was at least pushing the direction of Drew.
I think he took him out
and power slammed all of them, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what I think we can probably guarantee is that Braun isn't winning here because he power slammed everyone and stood tall on the end of Raw. So I think, for me, it comes down to one of two names.
Oh, yeah. No, I think with Jinder coming back and everyone talking about them building up to a Drew McIntyre match, that's not for the WWE Championship, surely.
I mean, it was going to be last year. We've also got T-Bone and Mace to consider as well. They haven't been on TV for a couple of weeks, but they could take out Drew in all of this.
I'm putting my money on Lashley.
Nuggets?
I mean, call me stupid, and you often will. I'm really looking forward to this. I don't know why, but I think it's going to be
car crash.
It's just going to be car crash, big move. Nonsense. Like,
it's gonna be so much fun. Triple threat. There's no DQ or anything, so they'll just be going through barricades. They'll be going like spilling outside. It will be I think this will be carnage.
I'm thinking because it will be nowhere near as good, but that SummerSlam 2017 match, that's all I've got in my head, where the big four blokes in the main event and they just went got there and throw things at each other and throw each other through things and hit each other with big moves. I'm actually looking forward to this. I think it could be a lot of fun. In terms of my prediction, I was going off a report made by reputable journalist, WrestleTalk.com's Louis Dangor, last year, who said that Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre were going to work a feud together. And I think that is the plan, just not over the WWE Championship. So I think Drew McIntyre eats the pin here from Bobby Lashley. I think, and I, you know what, I am a big fan of Drew. Anyone that watches wrestling daily or follows me on Twitter will know I'm a big, big fan of Drew. But I think it's now time for him to take a step away from the title picture. He has been in every single WWE Championship match bar two since April last year. I think people are getting a little bit tired of him in the title picture. So I think he should drop out, take the pin to set up at the next pay-per-view, just in a singles match, Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman. I think that's the future WWE Championship plan. And I do think that Drew McIntyre eats the pin as Bobby Lashley retains.
Davis, I know you're pulling a face there, but like to back up what Louis's saying here, there's no other challenges for Bobby other than Braun and Drew. And
Brock Lesnar.
He's not coming back, mate.
He will come back once this whole pandemic is done.
Once the fans are about SummerSlam. Yeah. So what are your thoughts, Davis?
Well, I surely the whole reason Braun Strowman was added to this match was to take the pin.
Nope.
Surely.
Nope.
Like that.
They love Braun. That's the,
they love Drew.
Lay down, train man.
The person they like, historically, the person they like least out of all of this is Bobby Lashley. Mm, so, plus, I must say, I know we're all very excited when Lashley won the title, but I think, and we, you know, that initially the presentation was great with the Almighty, but Christ alive, is it not what I wanted? I think we wanted Hurt Business, Sirius, Cedric and Shelton out there with him. This is so far below the potential of this act. But yeah, stays on Lashley. Who cares? I don't care. I'm not into this feud at all. And I love everyone in it, which is sad.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the similar boat to you. I think the match is going to be fun because I think it'll be a fun three-way carnage filled mess. But I don't care who wins. Like, really, I don't particularly care who wins. I hope it's Drew because I really like Drew. Of the three, I don't want it to be Braun. So if Drew or Bubbles win, then I'm quite happy. But at the end of the day, I don't really care about who wins or loses. Yeah. Mm. So that means that the Jam That Championship comes down to just one match. And it is now women's triple threat for the Raw title. If it is Charlotte Flair, then we are going to have a retention. If it is Rhea Ripley, we're going to have a new Jam That Champion. If it's Asuka, come on now. If it's Asuka, then the champion will retain on the championship rules. It's going to be very exciting. We're very much looking forward to doing Backlash with you. The four of us will be on the stream this coming Sunday, so do make sure that you check out that on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. Subscribe if you haven't already, because we are nearing 50,000 subscribers. And when we do, we're going to do a watch-along special of all four Attitude Era WrestleManias back-to-back, which we're super-duper excited about. But let's get into some of your Ultra Chats before we get out of here. Adam Blamplate has said, Mr. Davis is back. It only leaves one question. How are those butt implants?
Yeah, they're good. They're good for twerking.
Bacon Rasher says, I love
gross.
He's got a proper whap now. Bacon Rasher said, hi lads, fresh off the NXT.
That's not where the butt is.
No, but you could do a whap, couldn't you?
Have I been doing it wrong?
Bacon Rash said, hi lads, fresh off the NXT review, which is great as always. I've got one question. Why does Mr. Davis look a cross between a bad golfer and Sami Zayn? Jam That Jam.
I saw McDonald's manager in the...
I can see which, that, yeah.
Which really make me laugh. You do look like, and I've come up with this all on my own, the real-life incarnation of Luigi from the Mario Bros. Remake.
Getting the bin.
Oh, got it wrong. You tried to steal Laurie's joke and then got it wrong.
I don't know what the film is.
God.
I like this
Mario
one.
Bros. Live action.
Ollie looks like he's doing a bad cosplay of Laurie from Derek Coulter.
That's really good.
It's my first con. I don't want to go too all in. I'm just going to do the classic hat and be like, yeah, I'm this guy.
Laurie, it's Laurie.
Joseph Castro said, I'm still waiting for Durag Davis to come back and win the belt. I don't think Ollie Davis should be wearing a durag. Michael Rivera says, have you seen Buddy Murphy's Twitter challenging Roman to a match and reminding WWE Creative that he exists? Roman versus Murphy on SmackDown in 2019 match has 26 million views on YouTube. So there's clearly some interest. I would love Buddy Murphy versus Reigns at the next B-level pay-per-view.
You're not getting it, so enjoy.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, just go back and watch the 2019 one. I suppose that's the closest we're going to get. And CM Chris said, hey, guys, me and Carol are celebrating 4 months together. I love her so much more than anything. Also, please go and subscribe to Wrestling Daily for them to reach 15K so Quizlemania War Games can happen. Happy birthday to Alex as well. Indeed, he has turned 22 today. So well done to him. Obviously, go and support, go and subscribe to Wrestling Daily. But do you know what was... David, did you have fun today?
I had a lot of fun when we got Laurie,
Did you have fun, Laurie, doing the predictions?
I had fun. It was less fun after Louis made the count.
Louis, did you have fun doing predictions?
I did. I made the count, so I was very happy. I had fun.
Oh, I always have fun when I do predictions, which is why I am part of Wrestle League over at patreon.com/WrestleTalk, where you can join in predictions warfare alongside us. We are currently, our season is running until, is it SummerSlam? Is our next season running?
Yep.
Next season ends at SummerSlam and you win big prizes from WrestleTalk's merch. So it's really, really cool, really fun. Head on over to patreon.com/WrestleLeague where you can join in predictions warfare against all of us and the rest of the SWAF Nation in Wrestle League. Thank you so much for watching the WrestleMania Backlash predictions.
Just saying I look like a hipster, like, that's all.
It looks like a janitor. Doesn't
it's good, also yeah. It's also good.
I think you need to see, the buttons. Yeah, you know why I'm wearing the button shirts? The reason, because you can't put anything over your head.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna have buttoned on everything.
Oh, I thought it was like a polo one, so I thought you only had like the top three done. Still the way down. Could you not get
you're right there.
Or something with like a massively like open wide neck?
Like mate, how would that know?
Well, you know, I'm trying to give you options here, so you don't have to wear a shirt in this hot weather.
I have to say, I thought that was a perfectly legitimate question that Ollie did look completely bamboozled by, and I don't quite know why.
You're talking about a sleeping bag?
No, I'm talking about a vest, Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances.
Okay, maybe.
Anyway, thank you all so much for watching. I've been Luke Owen. That has been Mr. Davis returning to streams. That has been your challenger, Nuggets, and your reigning, defending, undisputed Jam That Champion, Elfegdor Larry Blake. Jam That Jam, everyone. We'll see you on Sunday for WrestleMania's Backlash. See you then. Jam That Jam, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.